Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Sarah is the CEO of Bottom Line Publications. What do you got? You've got your Bottom Line Personal. That's twice a month. And then you got
Bottom Line Personal is our flagship brand, twice a month. Bottom Line Help Monthly. We have blogs. We've got books. We've got three annuals, a yearbook, a health breakthroughs book, a women's annual, all at bottomlineinc.com.
And I'm still working on the men's annual, guys, so don't worry. I'm going to keep after that one. All right, so...
Well, we'll do a story about men now for you.
There you go. So the website again, please, quickly.
Bottomlineinc.com.
You'll be glad you went
there, folks. Actionable advice, what do I do about it now?
There you go. So, all right, let's do the men's wardrobe. There's an article in one of your new publications about men's wardrobes, and I think this is a little presumptuous. This is a woman telling men how to dress. I think that's a little presumptuous of her. Don't you think? If you were a guy, wouldn't you agree with me?
Maybe she's doing it from a woman's point of view, what makes them look flashy and trendy. My husband and I were going to a friend's house at dinner last night. He comes downstairs. I said, are you going to change your shirt? He comes down, puts on a shirt, has the same shorts he's been wearing for 3 days. Now we're going to really good friends, so it wasn't like a fancy thing. I said, are you going to put on a pair of shorts that hasn't been worn for 3 days? So you guys aren't always so self-aware.
Well, and you know what? We're okay with that. That's my point. We're okay with that. We're not accidentally not self-aware. We're self-aware on purpose.
Well, you could do that among yourselves, but then don't complain if you're not getting the attention you want.
I will tell
you.
You
know, there are always, huh?
Go ahead.
There are always articles about women and whatever the latest fashion is. So we thought we would do something for men on how to freshen up their wardrobe.
There you go. Freshen
just
up the wardrobe.
A little bit, nothing fancy.
What should they do?
Well, so starting with shirts, you know, men, especially if they're not built like a Tour de France biker, right? So not the slim European cut guys. Well, like many people that I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But so they think that they can't wear like a slim fit, like a fitted shirt. They think they have to wear these tents and balloons. But in fact, all that does is make you look more balloony. So there really are shirts. You know, find the shirt that fits you the best, the slimmest fit, so you don't have all sorts of extra fluff flying around. And the new fabrics to be wearing are very subtle, either plaids or checks. You know, those little Tattersall checks, which I love. So, you know, pinstripes are out. Get a little variety from
See,
your,
this
from
is
your
fashion, though. This is just fashion stuff.
But it's not fancy fashion.
Well, I know it's not. It's classic fashion. But you know what I do? You know what I do? Well, in the springtime, if I'm speaking, and I know there's going to be a bunch of women in the audience, I wear a really minty green tie with a blue check. Women love that tie, and I wear it for the women.
See,
how about that? I get points.
See
for that?
See, you are. Do you do care about how you look?
Sometimes.
And how about the pants? Do you still? Are you a pleated pants man?
Oh yeah. Oh no. Well, see, when you're built like me, you got to have pleated pants.
No, you can't.
Why?
You can still get some. Because you look like a balloon.
No, I have.
My husband is built like you.
I haven't worn non-pleated pants in 30 years.
Hmm? No, they don't. You know what? When you start wearing slimmer pants, you'll realize what the pleats are doing to you.
I haven't worn slimmer. I haven't been able to wear slimmer pants in 30 years.
It's the cut. It's not the pleats. The fabrics. You can still have a straight cut pant. That can give you room for your muscular thighs.
Jennifer Mahoney wrote this. It's outstanding. It's a great article. I'm having some fun with her, but I'm only going to take some of the advice in here. Before we go any further,
well, the cool thing is the fabrics are stretchy. They're new fabrics, so that
stretchy.
They have
Lycra. Guys, especially for us older baby boomers, Lycra is our friend. Okay, so let's move on quickly. I want to get this other one in. The credit freeze will be off soon on for identity breaches. Tell us quickly about that. 30 seconds.
So if you have your identity stolen, if you fear your Social Security number has been stolen, the advice, one of the best things, the critical thing you really should do to protect yourself full on is to freeze your credit at the credit agencies, Equifax, Experian,
and it was costing $100 now it may be free?
It's going to be free. Yes, exactly. Okay. And you can also, you need to freeze it and unfreeze it, so there won't be any charge for it. You have to call each of those companies individually, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. It's a little bit of a pain if you want to apply for a new credit card, a new mortgage, but that's what protects
freeze
you far more than any kind
cuts
of
it all
credit.
Off. Yeah. Hey, Sarah,
totally.
Bottom Line Publications, folks. Thank you.
BottomLineInc.com.
There you go. Thanks, Sarah. Come back soon. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.